Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with the headlines here on Al Jazeera. Turnout in Sunday's parliamentary election in Iraq was the lowest ever. The Electoral Commission is promising fairness and transparency as ballots are being counted. The vote was supposed to be held next year, but was brought forward in response to mass anti-government protests. Early results should start coming in later on Monday.
We have been open and honest with the public in counting the votes manually in line with the law, and we've been transparent in all aspects of the electoral process. All the measures have been taken. There's evidence for any fair-minded person about the management of the electoral process to declare the final results. The declaration of results will take place within the next few hours, the next 24 hours.
Representatives of the Taliban say they finished what they're calling positive talks with the U.S. in Qatar. They've issued a statement saying that while the U.S. still refuses to recognize the Taliban government, it's agreed to provide humanitarian aid to help Afghanistan avoid a looming crisis. The U.S. says the talks were candid and professional. People in Australia's biggest city, Sydney, are celebrating after a months-long COVID-19 lockdown was finally lifted. Cafes, gyms and hairdressers have reopened to the fully vaccinated. Tough restrictions have been in place for more than 100 days. A new report's warning of a stark imbalance in the number of women getting the COVID-19 vaccine compared to men. The research by the CARE International Aid Organization shows that in some countries, just one woman is vaccinated for every three men. The reasons range from not trusting vaccinations to not having permission from husbands or male relatives. The gap is worse in poorer countries. Tens of thousands of people have rallied across Poland. They're angry about a court ruling which said parts of EU law are incompatible with the Polish constitution. Supporters of the European Union are worried their government's pushing Poland towards an exit from the bloc. The office of Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has congratulated journalist Maria Ressa for winning the Nobel Peace Prize, but says she must still clear her name in court. The journalist is facing a series of legal challenges relating to her news website's investigative reporting of Duterte's government. Ressa won the Nobel along with a Russian journalist.